to Mary Jimus. Day four is calling, as if for calling birds, and we are here. I should probably introduce the gin. You know, I had that moment, I was like, don't want to introduce the gin. Don't want to talk about the fact I watched Philip Schofield's video. I did. It said this gin is very exotic and goes well with a pineapple gin tea garnish. Hopefully that's giving you some clues to how nice this gin is. And we're moving away. For the first 3 days, we had English gin. Now we're moving away. We also spoke about pineapple, so I thought that was really touching from that as well. But yes, day four in the song is Four Calling Birds. And if you're listening to Coffee Break with Sophie and Craig, as in me and Craig, then you will find out that we had a little chat about different ones and what we're doing with that. But yeah, we're on Mary Ginmas, so we should focus on gin, because I'm Mary and there's gin and I want to drink the gin. So, day four, we have got Brass Lion. That's going to sound bad. Enjoy my weird noises. Brass Lion, Singapore Dry Gin. Brass Lion also reminds me of a door knocker. This one actually is from Singapore. Like I said, exotic on that scent. It's got a lovely little, the 5cl bottle, with a lovely little picture of the distillery, kind of limes, different kind of herbs and spices that you can get in Singapore. It's just a really pretty bottle. The gin is 40% ABV. And let me have a little look. I've got the Brass Lion story. So they're saying the birth of the idea came back in 2012 when they were looking for a spirit crafted in Singapore. There was none, so they embarked on a six-year journey to create a spirit that can truly encapsulate the heart of Singapore. That was a bit about different gin. And then they went around, they went to Portland, South Carolina, London, Germany's Black Forest, and tried to kind of put together. And their flagship spirit is the Singapore Dry Gin, which we are trying today. So this one was saying, I really wanted to do a truly Singaporean product, one that they can say was made in Singapore by Singaporeans. That's the reason why we were determined against all odds to open in Singapore. That's a lot for me to say at once, but yes, I'm quite excited. I've never had gin from Singapore, and this bottle looks lovely. It's won quite a few awards as well. Won the Sip Awards gold, and the Pacific Hong Kong Silver Wine and Spirit Competition got silver in 2019. So yeah, multi-award winning. It is crafted with herbs and spices, carefully selected to represent the cultural melting pot that is Singapore. I've never been to Singapore. It'd be quite an interesting place to travel to and explore. So hopefully this kind of gives me an idea of how exotic and the flavours come in. Oh, I just hit that. I just hit the mic. I'm very sorry for that. I got so excited talking about it. I was like, But yes. Singapore to go and visit. Maybe a kind of idea of what kind of flavours I might get there. So staying true to the traditional method of pot still. So it's pot still distillation. We combine classic gin botanicals with Asian flavours. So it's the aromatic torch ginger flower, citrusy lemongrass to produce a smooth, vibrant spirit that is the quintessential expression of Singapore dry gin. It says it's refreshing and light summer shower on a hot day. So I guess with the tropical climate, I think we're taking us away to kind of a hot climate, like the showers. It rained a lot today, but it's cold rain here in Scotland, so maybe not what I'm going for. Nose, citrus and floral with subtle pine from juniper berries. Palate, zesty bursts of citrus and pomelo with a slight spice balanced by sweet nuanced floral note from torch ginger flowers. Finish, sweet earthy flowers from chrysanthemum. Flavours from chrysanthemum flowers. Recommended mixer is Indian tonic. As you all know, I drink it neat and I don't like tonic, especially don't like Indian tonic, and garnish with pineapple. I'm going to try it, as I have. I poured it in my glass ready. And we'll see if the garnish is pineapple, if it might go with pineapple juice, because I do have pineapple juice and it's a really good mixer actually if you want something that's not tonic but still quite good to go with gin. Let's have a little smell. Oh, okay. Straight away, because I feel like I'm going to sneeze now, you get a burst of lime. There's like some flavours, like it's really, really limey. Like I can't kind of tell you, like we've talked about pomegranate on day two. This one is lime. The kaffir lime is strong. And there's something on the back which might be just kind of fiery ginger, because if they're flavours I'm not used to or not as sure of, there might be what's on the back burner of this. But yeah, this is, so far all these gins have been really unique. And yeah, it's smelling like a citrus kind of taking you kind of, it's not even like just fresh lime. You can almost taste like wet lime, which is really strange to think. It feels as if rain has gone, because rain always, when you have it, and because it rains so much here, you get used to it. It brings out flavours from stuff, and this is feeling like wet lime. It's so vibrant. almost like lime soda water when it's really refreshing, really sparkling, that you just want to kind of sip and enjoy on the beach. Not that you'd want to sip it on the beach here, it's cold. Let's have a taste. Oh, wow. Okay. Burst of lime hits you for like the splittest of seconds, for this moment. And then there is this fiery, oh, the aftertaste. It's like tasting together as you listen to me tasting this gin for the first time. There is a fiery aftertaste. Okay, I need to try this again just to tell you the flavours that are going through are really hard just to pick out in one tiny bit to try. Wow. There is a burn. I wouldn't say the burn is from the alcohol. I would say the burn is from the fiery ginger plant that they said it's with. Torch ginger flowers. Yeah, the burst of citrus is basically not just citrus, it's lime. You get a strong burst of lime just kind of hitting your palate. And then you get that spice coming through, that kind of burn from these, I'm guessing these are torch ginger flowers. And there is a little bit of a sweetness, but it's not that strong comparatively. And it kind of gives you like this kind of leftover flavours of this kind of like, though I'd say like earthy flavours kind of tone coming through. It takes you on a journey. Like all these gins so far, they take you on such a tremendous journey. And I can see why they've won so good awards, because they're so different, so unique, and just refreshing to your palate. But yeah, a bit of pineapple in this would really bring out the tropical edge to it. I might try it like the bit that I have from the bottle left, because I only try a little bit to talk to you guys and so you can listen to the podcast, with pineapple juice, just to see what it tastes like. But I have to have another little bit, because it literally smells like really refreshing lime soda water, but that's masking the depth that it has coming through. Yep, you get this burst. So like I said, the split is a second, you get the lime, the citrus, and then you get a spice coming through. And as the spice is kind of wrapping around your mouth and then kind of cooling off, you're getting this kind of earthy tone. It's almost as if the spice hits you on the top of the flower and you make your way down, and earth underneath is coming just to kind of pat you down and say, don't worry, I'm not going to let the spice overtake you. So it's almost like, here's a little burst of citrus, like, oh, here's the sour, but then, here, have this spice right on it. It's good. I do like it, but I almost feel it's too quick. That the flavours, like, they're nice, but I almost want to savour them a little bit longer, because they go so through, like, that's why I happen to have so many sips. It goes so quickly through them before we get in that aftermath tone as well. Yeah, on the nose, it's definitely just lime. And then you only get such the tiniest hint of lime and it's gone before these other flavours are taking over. And I would just like it to last a little, I don't know the nuances how to get it, just to last a little bit longer, because it kind of feels like it's whoosh and gone. And it's got this kind of sourness coming through, but the flavours aren't strong at the end. They're kind of toned down. Like, it's almost like whoosh and gone. But it's great. Like, it's another excellent gin with kind of different flavours coming through. I'm just going to finish the last little bit in my glass. I've still got some of the bottle left to enjoy later, because it's amazing in this sense. It is exotic. It's not like something I've tried before. And this is why I got this calendar, actually. I was like, this gives me a chance to try a lot of gins I might not have thought of before that I could easily enjoy and see. And this one, it's amazing. Again, it's so different. The only one that it possibly reminds me of, which we've done in the Gin and Tea podcast, was the cactus and lime gin, because that was so limey and so kind of exotic with the cactus flower. It has that kind of reminiscent of that, but then with this kind of earthy kind of spice coming through, kind of like as an undertone, and it's great. And now I have to rate it. And I've rated all of these so high, but they're so good. And this one, again, 4.5, easily. Like, I don't want to give anything a 5 yet, because they're great, but I want to kind of savour and kind of keep that for when something that mind-blowingly, like, if you listen, I love the Bloody Shiraz gin, and that one with the wine and the blend, that just takes me to another world. And these are so good, but it's kind of hard when I've had stuff I've loved so much to go, yes, this is it. But they are great. And this one, again, it fully deserves everything that it's had from there. So yeah, another great gin, another wonderful thing that I got to try and share with you all as you listen to this. And day four call-in definitely was a call you want to take. Where we'll go tomorrow, I don't know. But tune in to listen on day five of our Merry Ginmas journey and we'll see where we go. I hope you all have a lovely evening. Until then, drink responsibly, which I should have said on the other days with the gin, and we'll catch you soon. Goodbye from me, and goodbye again.
Goodbye.